Good morning, or afternoon, or evening. Hi, my beautiful friend. We're listening to When We Were Young by Lucy Schwartz. Thanks for being here today. It's good to be back with you on yet another Sunday Love Gram. I'm always so happy when I connect with you. And I know that may seem funny because, you know, I'm here and you're there. You know, we're not actually in the same physical space. And yet I always feel that I really do feel that energetic connection. And I appreciate you so much because it's important. You know, I love the people that I get to see in person. And I probably can guess that you do too. However, there's also just something really wonderful about knowing that we're all part of this larger web on this planet. And I know that there are people listening from all over the world. And I love that. I love that knowing that we belong together, you know. So thank you. And today I want to follow up on something that I've been talking to you about a little bit here and there. And I even sent out something yesterday about this. So if you didn't get it or you haven't heard about it, it doesn't matter. I'll fill you in. But maybe you have. And I just wanted to go a little deeper into this idea of how important it is to be curious with one another about our stories, and especially, particularly with the people who are our caregivers when we were young, or our, you know, relatives, people in our families, our closest friends. One of the things that can happen, and we all experience this, I'm pretty sure, is that the days go by so fast, and there's a lot of things to do that are quote-unquote right now things to do. There's a lot of distraction. And what can get lost is that kind of, you know, old-fashioned feeling of sitting around a table telling stories to one another. And I've always had this love for that kind of thing. You know, I've always loved photographs and hearing the stories behind them. One of the things that we do sometimes in my coaching group, and I always say I'm going to do this more, and I'm glad to be remembering it again, which is sometimes we go around in a circle and just tell like a, I call them pinpricks of light or sparkles, just tell a little sparkle story about a time during our childhood. You know, it might be something like, you know, just a really beautiful, warm memory of a friend of ours in kindergarten, or it might be something that really caught our attention, you know, as a little kid out in the world, you know, the first time we climbed a tree. It might be, you know, something that our parents did for us, a surprise, or some way that they made us feel loved. And remembering those stories and telling them, it kind of roots us in a certain joy. Certainly it roots us in a feeling of roots. I'm trying to think of another word, but it sort of, it grounds us in a certain way. And so the other thing though that is really wonderful about that is when people tell stories. Sometimes I'll ask, you know, maybe it's not about childhood. Maybe I'll say like, when was a time that you were courageous? Or, you know, tell me a time that, you know, you really felt the most like who you really are, you know, authentically. And when we ask each other questions like that, we get to hear things from people's lives that we may not hear, you know, they may not just naturally occur. And I think there's something so enlivening about that. So rather than, you know, kind of always reporting on, you know, how are you, for instance? That's a very common question that we ask each other, but that can be very undirected. It can be also a hard question to answer because it's like, well, which part of me, you know, part of me is sad about da 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 da, and part of me feels really excited about da da da, and part of me is nervous about da 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 da. And it's kind of a wide open question for those of us who, and I think this is most humans, you know, we live very complex lives full of a whole variety of things at once. And when you ask someone like, oh, tell me one of your, you know, most favorite memories from childhood, and, you know, you can even make it more specific than that, you know, tell me something about, you know, first grade that you remember. And it's amazing, you know, at first people might say, I don't remember anything from there, you know, but then give it a minute, give it some space, and usually people do remember. I'm going to play a tiny little bit more music at this moment, and then I want to share something else with you. When we were young, we were brave, we were wild warriors. Ah, you like to race, so we run to the distant shores. Ah, I love what she just said. I don't know if you could hear the words, but she said, when we were young, we were brave, we were wild warriors. And I think that that's a great question to ask. You know, do you remember a story from, you know, before you were even a teenager, you know, something brave that you experienced or that you did? You know, these kinds of things, these kinds of questions help us all to feel more connected to one another. And they help the person whom we're asking to feel more connected to themselves. And of course, we can ask ourselves these questions too, right? We can journal about them. We could do this, what I'm doing now, which is turn on the audio, the voice memo, and record to ourselves. I think there's a lot of ways that we can bring more this kind of grounded storytelling into our lives and into the lives of the people around us. And if you read my email from yesterday, I was telling more of the story that I've mentioned to you about, oh, I guess it was last month now, when my son and I planned a trip to take my mother to the town where she was born and where she spent her first 6 or 7 years. And it was a phenomenal trip in so many ways. And I'll link to that just because I don't want to tell the whole story again here. But the thing that was so beautiful about it was that my son and I were very intentional about wanting to experience some of my mom's memories with her. You know, we wanted to hear more stories. We wanted to feel like we knew more about this person that we love so much. And by going back to the town where she had lived as a child, it sparked so much. You know, it sparked so many memories for her. We met with a historian from the town who helped us, you know, collect even more sorts of artifacts from that era. Walking around the town, there were places that she immediately remembered and could tell a story around. And it was so beautiful. And it was also such a tribute. And I think that that's one of the important things that we sometimes forget is that when we are curious about people that we love, we're also, you know, offering a tribute to them to say, you matter. You know, we really love you and we want to see you and we want to know you. And I really think that's what we all want the most. We want to be seen and known. We want to be understood. We want to be like, we want to know that we matter. And I feel like that's one of the most beautiful gifts we can give someone is to let them know that they matter. And we do that in so many different ways. And I know you being here with me and Simply Celebrate, like I know that that's important to you. So I wanted to just read you a few of the things that you may or may not have clicked over to that article yesterday. But I give you just 6 ways to sort of spark some of these stories and to help start to preserve them. And I'll just go quickly, but to maybe it will maybe it will just one of them or two of them will stick for you and you'll be like, oh, I think I'll try that with somebody. So think about that as I'm saying them. Just think like, oh, is there somebody in my life, you know, particularly maybe somebody who is in their last couple chapters of life and you really want to honor them by collecting some of their stories. So one is to ask open-ended questions, you know, and that's a really important thing, you know. So, you know, what do you remember about dot, dot, dot? Or, you know, to tell me about dot, 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 instead of a yes or no question. Because a yes or no question, somebody might just literally say yes or no, and that doesn't really open up as much. The other thing is to record conversations with that person's permission, of course, but it's really, really beautiful to have captured someone's voice. My mom will attest to this because I am always turning on the recorder when she's telling stories, but otherwise it's really hard to remember them. And I don't want to be writing things down while she's talking, but it's very easy to turn on this voice memo. You know, sometimes she'll start to tell a story about her, you know, grandmother, for instance, and I'll just click on the voice memo and she knows I'm recording. But in a minute or two, it's usually forgotten that the recorder's on. And so people will just keep telling their stories just naturally. And then you get their energy, their voice, their laughter, their, you know, the expression in their tone. Another thing that really helps a lot, and you can do this again, it doesn't have to just be with someone in your family, but with your friends too. You know, look through old photos together. I remember one time my friend Trisha and I did this. She had a box of photos from just all different parts of her life. And we just sat for hours looking at these photos, and they would just spark different stories. And it was so much fun. It was so interesting. I learned so much about her. So you could do that, you know, if you're with somebody in person, ask if they have any photos you could look at, you know. You could create even small rituals around storytelling so that it doesn't feel so awkward. You know, maybe just start to, you know, every dinner time, maybe you go around the table and everybody tells a story about a particular topic. You know, do you have a story about the color yellow? You know, sometimes that can be really fun and surprising things come forward, you know. Obviously, you can also make it a little easier. And yes, you know, do you have a story from when you were a teenager? You know, things like that. You could also, and I think this one I love because stories from objects is really, like, there's some way that, like, there's maybe we have embroidered tablecloth like I do that my mom made, or we have an art piece that someone made us, or somebody's crocheted something, or someone's, you know, recorded a song, whatever it is, to use that as a launching place for a story. Tell me about how da-da-da-da-da, you know? And then the last thing I want to remind you is to write down your own stories or record them like this or video them, you know, turn on something like Zoom and record yourself. But it's so important to keep your own stories, and you can weave in, you know, a lot of times, like I might come, you know, I might remember something that my mom's told me, or I might remember something that my son has told me, and then to weave that in to a recording or a journal entry. So those are just a few ways. If you have other ways that I've missed, for sure, you know, click reply and let me know, and or tell me about your own experiences collecting stories either from your own life or from somebody that you love. But I hope this has sparked a little bit. Just, you know, maybe there's one person today, just one moment where you're talking to somebody and you ask them a question that you might not normally ask that sparks something, right? You just ask them. And I know it might feel awkward, or it might feel like, oh, that feels weird. But you know what? It's important. And I think part of it is normalizing. You know, I think we need in our culture to normalize more this sense of, like, I really care about you. I'm interested in you. I think that can be way more normalized, and we can be the ones to do it. So anyway, here, let's go out with a little more music, if I can find it. Where'd it go? Here we are. I love love that. She's saying, I can't believe you're mine. And I think that's how we can let the people in our lives feel, right? Like, oh, I can't believe you're in my life. I can't believe that I'm so lucky to know you and to love you. I want to know and love you even more. So thanks for being here. I feel that way about you. I can't believe you're mine. I can't believe you're in my life. I'm so grateful. And I send you so much love. Bye-bye.